Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast in the Fishing for People the Jesus Way series. This is part 10 entitled, How Graciously Do We Engage People? Jesus said that his followers would be known by their love. Why is it that many times Christians are associated with judgment instead? Maybe it is because we have foolishly forgotten how desperately we need mercy and forgiveness ourselves. When most of us first became followers of Christ, we clearly understood how far we were from living up to God's holy and righteous standards. We jumped at the gospel's amazingly gracious offer of complete forgiveness and reconciliation to God. But over time, we often lose sight of our own need for mercy and begin to think more highly of ourselves than we should. Romans 12:3. How does this happen? One possibility is that when we place our faith and loyalty in Christ, he sends the Holy Spirit to live inside us and change us from the inside out. When we experience this grace, we start thinking, speaking, and acting in a more godlike manner, tempting us to look down on those who have not yet experienced such grace. We start thinking of ourselves in a self-righteous way instead of humbly appreciating God's work inside us and wishing the same for others. Instead of graciously sharing the good news of forgiveness, reconciliation, and life with those who need it, we stand off to the side and judge them. This goes against God's heart, undermines our own grace standing with God, Romans 5:1 and 2, and misrepresents the gospel. Judgmental people do not make good fishers of men because we lose our ability to make a heart connection. People intuitively know whether we love them, merely tolerate them, or actively judge them. They would be drawn to love, but repelled by self-righteous, religious smugness. Those who want to be good fishers of men must extend the same love and mercy towards those who are humbly seeking God that God has extended to us. When Jesus encountered the Samaritan woman at the well in John chapter 4, he was able to discuss their doctrinal differences, which were major, but he first established that he cared about her and was interested in talking to her. Jesus accomplished this by breaking through a wall that self-righteous Jews refused to cross. He engaged in conversation with a Samaritan and a woman to boot, quite probably one who was despised even by her own community. His loving engagement opened the door for her to safely ask her questions. There is something crucial for us to learn here. Jesus could have despised and rejected her because of her erroneous beliefs and immoral lifestyle, but instead, he drew her to himself and transformed her into the evangelist who brought an entire village to faith. I have watched Christian friends of mine exhibit the exact opposite, and I'm sure I have as well. Once we were engaging some men in conversation about God and the gospel when one of them said plainly that he did not believe the gospel or even accept that the Bible is trustworthy. Instead of patiently engaging this person as a concerned friend, they showed righteous indignation. Why do we do this? Do we imagine that we're superior to the person who honestly confessed unbelief? Do we think it's our job to defend God's honor? Are we the doctrine police? Do we not remember when we were just like them? Maybe not if we were saved during childhood, but those of us who came to Christ as adults should be able to recall. A wise person who witnessed what happened later commented that we Christians need to learn how to argue better. We owe it to ourselves, the Lord, the people we're trying to reach, and to the gospel to learn how to engage dissenters without putting up walls, showing irritation, or saying unkind things. A large part of our problem is that we have limited our conversations to church people who think as we do. We tend to hole up in our fortress churches instead of getting out into our communities where dissenters live. This is very unlike how Jesus did things. How can we turn the tables on this sad state of affairs? Here are a few suggestions. Make our first priority to connect with people outside of our church comfort zone. Secondly, determine to love people and get to know them personally. This requires us to actually be interested in people. Thirdly, look for opportunities to inject something spiritual into the conversation. Asking to pray for any obvious needs that come up during conversation is a great way to overcome barriers. Listen to the Holy Spirit and go with whatever He tells you. Sometimes we can only start to get to know a person on a first encounter. Other times we may actually have an opportunity to share the gospel with them. Each person and situation is different. The only rule is to love people and listen to the Spirit. Fourthly, we should try to continue in love and to engage those who disagree with us or initially reject our message. Who knows? They might change their minds. Finally, know when enough is enough. Sometimes we may have to walk away from a relationship that is bearing no fruit, and that's a hard call. Colossians 4, 5, and 6 says, "Live wisely among those who are not believers and make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be gracious and attractive so that you will have the right response for everyone." That's from the New Living Translation. And that's how Jesus fished for people, and we can too.